Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to show number 26 of Radio Oscillations. And first up, we had Can there, a tune called Dizzy Dizzy, with vocals from Michael Crowley, Mick.
Yeah, Michael Crowley, when Damo Suzuki left the band, Michael Crowley took over vocals. He was also playing violin as well as guitar in the band at that particular juncture of time.
Nice little ditty from 1974 there. And now we've got some Iblis.
Thank you.
That was High Life from Iblis. Some nice little sort of links to other sort of classic krautrock rock bands there. The flutist from that particular track was called Basil Hamoudi, and he was on the Organisation album, Tone Float. The drummer, Andreas Homan, also had a link with Kraftwerk and Noi. And obviously, who do you think this was engineered by, Mick? We don't need to say the name of the person who engineered that album.
Conrad Planck.
Next up, we've got some Ashra Temple for you. It was a fantastic little ditty there from Ashra Temple, Messrs. Manuel Gotching.
Absolutely, yeah. From the album Bell Alliance.
Yeah, just quickly going back to that Iblis tune I played played you before. The tune was called High Life, obviously. But that was off their one and only album, Supernova. I mean, judging from how that sounds, it's quite criminal that they only did one album, isn't it, Mick?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sorry, I'm sidetracked here.
Yeah, well, I think we're both a little sidetracked. Just thought quickly while it's on, fresh on my mind, thanks to Route 66 for another great show, and he played some Negative Land, which I was well chuffed with.
Next up we have some Guru, a track called Der Electro Lurch from a double album of the same title. And this is the original lineup of Manny Neumeier, Ach Genrich and Uli Trepter, Der Electro Lurch.
Introduced very, very nicely there by Mr. Mickey C, aka Iron Blue. And we're on a great, speaking of record labels, and a great green brain. So enjoy this. Thank you.
Gestatten, hier spricht der Elektrolux. Ich wohne in der Lüsterklemme neben dem Hauptsäler. Ich sorge für euren Saft. Volt, Watt, Ampere, Ohm, ohne mich gibt's keinen Strom. Was bedeutet eigentlich der Name Guru Guru?
Der Name Guru Guru ist zum Beispiel prähistorisch. Er soll, kann und zeigt aber nichts.
Etwas Besseres als dort können wir alle mal finden.
Was war für dich ein besonders wichtiges Ereignis?
Der erste Bohnenkaffee nach dem Krieg.
Was macht ihr eigentlich, wenn ihr einmal älter seid?
We'll be right back.
The fantastic, the uber cool Birth Control, and that tune was called Rockin' Rollin' Roller, Tell Me What You Want, and it was from their eponymous 1975 LP Plastic People, and that was mixed out of that beautiful atmospheric tune that I played, interspersed between Birth Control and Guru Guru. That was by Ermin Schmidt and Bruno Spoeri, and that was the title track from the title LP, Toy Planet, from 1990. Next, we've got a nice little surprise duo.
Indeed, it is.
Isn't it? Do you want to introduce it to me?
Yes, it's Amandul, Amandul 2, and
Robert... No, it's just Amandul.
Amandul and Robert Calvert, Robert Calvert of Hawkwind fame, yeah?
Yeah, and the album's called Die Lost Song, and this is the second tune on that album from 1989, and it's called Urban Indian.
Man.
Great little tune there from Armand Dahl and Rob Calvert. Some interesting characters on the credits, Mick, aren't there?
Well, yes, there's actually no mention of any members of Armand Dahl in the band there. But interestingly enough, one of the guitarists that's just mentioned in the lineup is Tony T.S. McPhee. And now he was a blues guitarist from the UK here. And the member of the Groundhogs, a superb band, the Groundhogs, released two unbelievably great albums back in the late 60s, very early 70s, Blues Obituary and Thank Christ for the Bomb. I actually saw Groundhogs on several occasions and was totally blown away. Other two members mentioned on this go under the name of Hawk and Penguin. Yes. Now, my guess is Hawk might be Dave Brock, but I really don't know and I wouldn't put any money on that one.
Yeah, the next tune we've got lined up is dedicated to... It's basically I'm playing Tangerine Dream for James Penrose, Casio Nova. So I hope he's still listening and he hasn't given up on us. And big shout out to Ali and the Magic Waves lads. Here we go, Tangerine Dream.
Yeah.
What's going on? Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting a bit confused today, so don't worry about it. Anyway, Mick, that was the fantastic White Clouds from Green Desert by Tangerine Dream.
It was actually recorded in 1973, about the same time as the album R10. Well, I can tell the style of Chris Franke's drums there, which is the same sort of style of drums that he played on that groundbreaking album as well. However, the recordings were shelved and they weren't released until 1985, i.e. this album.
Yeah, strange, bizarre, but a beautiful, beautiful record anyway. We're going to sort of leave you with... We just can't help playing Tangerine Dream and Close Shorts, can we, Mick? I suppose there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
We're going to leave you with Close Shorts and a fantastic mind phaser after Tangerine Dream have rudely interrupted.
Indeed, yes.
Well, not rudely. I could never rudely interrupt. But anyway,
Close Shorts.
Mind phaser.
Mind phaser.
1976. Goodbye.
Ta-da.